This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. What happens when somebody defeats eminent domain? We're going to find that out coming up here. Derek J. Is going to share that story with us. Ian, Stephen, and Derek, as we continue here, you may take control of the airwaves as well. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or there's the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. That is where you can talk about whatever you want and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. In fact, that's what we're going to right now, where Mark Edge, one of our co-hosts, who is in the Mariana Islands, where it's already tomorrow. Good morning, where you are, Mark. Hello? Well, I thought we had Mark. I guess that's what I get for not screening his call in advance. I guess he doesn't have his microphone set up correctly, so we'll check back. Oh, hello? It looks like he's trying to talk. Well, we'll try him back here in a little bit. So, toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's talk to Tom in New Hampshire instead. Go ahead, Tom.
Good evening.
Hello.
When my son was a freshman in Alverne High School here in Hudson, New Hampshire, there was a girl in her senior year at the same school who went on to make a after she graduated, went on to make a very bad choice and ultimately wound up paying the price. She chose to join the police force of a hostile government, namely the Newport News, Virginia police. And wouldn't you know that while she was trying to enforce drug laws yesterday in Newport News, Virginia, I guess she walked up, maybe she opened the car door, the driver's door, and the driver may have slammed the door. In any case, she was being pulled by the vehicle, and she was unable to break free, and the car crashed into a tree, and she was killed.
Oh,
is that a drag?
Wow.
Get it? That's a drag. So when you vote for candidates who think it's a good idea to use gun-toting goons in bulletproof vests to try to intimidate people into living a healthier lifestyle, well, there's a dead cop in your face, punks.
Thanks for the call tonight, Tom. Appreciate hearing from you. I mean, he's pretty harsh with the way he tells the stories, but he's not wrong that if it weren't for the war on drugs, there'd be a lot more cops who are still alive today because they've been killed in the line of the stupid, pointless task of trying to stop people from accessing a product that they would otherwise. They're not hurting anybody. They're just trying to get high, and they are going to do it with or without the war on drugs, and the war on drugs just puts more people in danger unnecessarily, and it's tragic. I will say this. We didn't get into it last night because we had a limited time, but I was at the cannabis decrim hearing yesterday in New Hampshire, and I've got full video of it. I do have it encoded. I just haven't uploaded it yet to YouTube. It's 2 hours of testimony in front of this the Criminal Justice Committee. In New Hampshire, we already have cannabis decrim, 3/4 of an ounce of flour, up to 5 grams of concentrate, and some amount of edibles. I don't know offhand what that is. I think it might be 300 milligrams, which isn't a whole lot, but it's something.
What if you sell that much?
That is still a felony.
Okay.
However, there's a bill in, or there's a couple bills in this year to reduce the penalties for felonies, felony drug sales. So they're keeping them as felonies still, sadly, but they're reducing the number of years that the maximums are and the number of fine or the amount of the fines. But this cannabis decrim bill would take what was previously decriminalized and make it so it's no longer even a violation. So right now,
if you're caught
with less than 3/4 of an ounce of cannabis, the police can take the weed and they can ticket you and give you a $100 ticket. That's the current penalty for somebody over the age of 21.
But it would be they can't even arrest you ticket you at all.
They cannot
unless
confiscate.
You're selling it.
That's right. They could not confiscate, they cannot arrest, they cannot ticket if this bill goes through.
Well,
and
this is great.
It is a great bill. I mean, it's not perfect. It's still
of course.
things are moving in the right direction. But you can have a joint then, and there's nothing?
There is a penalty for smoking in public. Okay. That still exists. But
they should make that for cigarettes.
But having a joint, don't give them any ideas.
At least around me.
Would be legal. And that would be great for people over the age of 21. So it's definitely a step in the right direction. There's no doubt about it. And the best part about this was that there were no cops who came to testify.
Great.
Oh, right.
That is
they
so
were being
encouraging.
Paid to testify.
We have good reason to feel hopeful for the freer future because of this. I think if they did it overnight, if they were like, you know, it's really wrong to be caging people over a plant. Let's get rid of this. And then tomorrow it was just done.
Mm-hmm.
The cops would be like serious targets. People would be really upset and mad because they just yesterday were ruining people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just baby step away from it, now the cops are like, well, you know, we just took whatever step we had to take. We followed the law. You know, they're stepping back is my point.
You feel this is a more graceful exit for them? Is that
for them,
saying?
It helps them save face.
I don't know.
Don't you think? I mean, that's why they're not showing up to these hearings anymore. They're just letting this roll through.
If it's helping them save face, then they would be promoting this. Like,
they're just giving up is what's happening. I mean, they didn't go to the hearing because they must feel this is inevitable.
You don't think that cops are embarrassed to enforce drug laws?
Some of them must be.
It is so unpopular. I mean, they know that every... You know, this is a common thing.
The chiefs of police still came and signed against it. There's only one signature on this. They have like this blue sheet where it shows support and oppose, and you can write your name and then check whether you support or oppose.
The chief of police is the only one.
The Chiefs of Police Association sent their boss.
It's obligatory.
Down there. So she came in at some point. I didn't see her. I don't know who she is, and if she came in, she wasn't in uniform. So there was no obvious police presence with the exception of Rick Van Winkle, who's the law enforcement against prohibition guy who has always been against the war on drugs.
Yeah.
He was there speaking in favor of the bill. But no one from the chiefs of police or any cop anywhere in New Hampshire came and spoke, whereas normally it's like state police send a guy, the chiefs of police send a guy, another cop from somewhere else in some town sends, you know, he's the chief is there. So there's usually at least two, if not three or more, people talking against any kind of decriminalization. And this time, it was completely hands-off. Almost all speakers, with the exception of one, were in favor of this decriminalization.
I wonder if police in general are in favor of this. Maybe we're past this point when they're all like, yeah.
Yeah, politics flows downstream from culture. So the culture is such that the cops are all like, we don't want to be those guys who are enforcing these laws.
Now
like
they still, they probably want to be the guys enforcing fentanyl and other.
Well, they
like,
still
want
to feel like heroes.
Like
you know, they signed up to be, you know, heroes. So they still want to get that thrill, I'm sure. But they know that this is not helping anyone. It's making things worse. They don't want to be that.
If they're honest, yeah.
Yeah.
They would know that.
Well, this is great news. I feel like this is changing. Only since I moved to New Hampshire, things have changed, and it's changing.
It was all you.
It's changing every year. I'm sure I moved here because of this kind of stuff that's going on. Yeah, this is good.
It's the right...
It's a good sign.
Yeah, I'm glad to see it happening, too. And I'm hopeful that this will pass because this governor that's in blocked legalization, but he also is the same one who signed the first decrim bill back in 2017. So the Democratic governor prior to him would not sign decrim. She refused to sign decrim. Mm-hmm. This guy, who's a Republican, signed decrim but refuses to sign legalization, which honestly is a good thing from my perspective because I don't want regulations and taxes on weed.
No.
I think that's the worst thing.
It's still
going
to be illegal to sell weed. Like
that's right. That's right. Without a permission slip, it will be a crime to continue to sell weed. Now, that's not to say they're not going to keep trying. There's already another legalization bill that's in.
The meals tax they're going to try to apply.
They're going to try to apply some kind of tax to it, whichever one it is. And you know, we're going to try to fight against it, but inevitably it's likely going to pass at some point. But in the meantime, if it's decriminalized, there is no regulatory structure. Now, it will still be illegal to sell it, It's still going to be illegal to transfer it for what they call remuneration. So I can't sell you a pencil for $100 and then give you a free bag of weed with it. There's,
they've covered that. So, did that ever work? I mean,
it's apparently happening in D.C.
Everyone always does that stuff, and they're like, oh, I'm taking donations.
No, they do that in real stores.
In real places?
Yeah. And then
in D.C., that's apparently what they're doing. They cited that during
the
testimony.
Like, you buy the container.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
It's just the way around.
I mean, I guess it's smart, but
it's just what business has to do to operate legally. It's not stupid. It's, hey.
Freedom finds a way.
It's just stupid that they have to do.
It's stupid that they have to. Yes, that's true. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever you want. I know in Maine, I think they were doing a delivery fee. Mm-hmm. You pay the delivery fee and you get free weed for the delivery fee. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arcos Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arcos Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arcos Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. 450 free.
If you dial toll free, take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord online call-in rooms, which are working, I will say this, because we had Mark in one of them earlier, and he dropped out claiming that he couldn't hear us. Well, it must be his problem, because this other guy could hear us fine. So we're going to get this other gentleman who's on Discord on in just a moment. But with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Steven.
And Derek J.
Also, don't forget to get on over to AnyPayInc.com. Learn more about what they're doing at AnyPay, because they're doing some really awesome stuff for helping businesses accept cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin Cash and Dash. And now, one of the most exciting things that you guys announced the last time you were here, and we've been talking about it ever since, is this AnyPay Ambassador program that allows people to finally, and it's been a long time coming, that some company, some organization is finally going to incentivize people to get out there and hit the streets and get new businesses on board with accepting crypto. Because now you make it happen, meaning you help a local business come on board with taking Bitcoin Cash and Dash through AnyPay. You get rewarded passive income for every purchase made with those cryptos at the business you recruited.
Yeah,
that's
people
awesome.
Are doing this already, and they aren't getting rewarded for it. You know, they're setting up businesses to accept Bitcoin, and then it fizzles out because they've got no incentive to keep customers coming in.
Right.
And that's not good for anybody. You know, it's not good for the business. You just wasted their time, and it's not good for you and your community because you've got no more places to spend Bitcoin. So this really solves that problem.
Well, now you get 1% anytime anyone goes to spend Bitcoin Cash or Dash at that place.
And yeah, it's awesome.
I've been getting Bitcoin Cash into my wallet from places that I set up.
It's amazing.
There are some people in Thailand who set up a business with AnyPay, and they like Dash, but they set up the business to accept Bitcoin Cash and Dash.
Right.
Knowing that, you know, if someone goes to that business and spends Bitcoin Cash, well, they'll get some. So,
exactly.
Some Bitcoin Cash people had a meetup there recently,
nice.
And they got a nice payday because it's like, oh, I got a bunch of
Where'd
people.
Where did this come from?
Yeah, oh, all these people bought dinner tonight, and I get a little kickback.
And
so
I think
really
that's
nice.
Really cool, because one of the most frustrating things about the cryptocurrency world is this sort of, you know, tribe mentality of, well, it's my coin or the, you know, no coins. My coin's the best coin.
Yeah.
And to have somebody who was excited about coin A accept coin B because it could make some money for them, like that got over, that bridged the gap, if you will, between their exclusivity. And they're no longer exclusive, and they're now offering a choice to customers. And that's what's so important. That's one of the things we've been doing here in New Hampshire. I think that's different than anywhere else, where AnyPay allowed this to happen, where there's a choice that customers can have. Do you want to pay with Bitcoin Cash? Do you want to pay with Dash? Do you want to use Bitcoin SV?
Use whatever you want.
Yeah.
But it didn't translate. So one of the guys from the Bitcoin Cash meetup who went to that business that was set up by Dash people,
mm-hmm.
he went and turned around the next day and set up a business to accept Bitcoin Cash. Did he set him up for Dash too? Nope.
No.
Did he know about the ambassador
yes,
program?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he didn't care. He just wanted a single
it's
coin.
A small little bit.
Cultists will be cultists, you know?
It's all right.
Well, yeah. what we're trying to teach people is that Bitcoin isn't about sports teams. It's not about which is your favorite coin. It's about profits and cooperation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and,
I like that.
Yeah. And that's why we're enabling profits when you cooperate with each other at all different levels within AnyPay. We have so many tools now that let you get little profits by growing the Bitcoin ecosystem. That's great.
And it's only been, 2.5 years now that AnyPay's been around? It's still relatively
new. Well, forever.
We looked into the history, and AnyPay technically started in 2015.
Did it really?
On paper in California, right?
Oh.
As I was leaving Ripple, okay. I started this thing. But, you know, it only really got going about 2 years ago.
Yeah, I remember it was 2017 at ForkFest that you had the test run that was happening, where you had this, ASCII QR code that you were this whole back-end
system.
Well,
we're now going the new user interface for Bitcoin is magic.
It's invisible.
And we're not selling businesses anymore on the idea that you're going to get Bitcoin customers or more customers. It's that our technology actually saves your business time and money.
That's what business owners want.
And it saves your customers time and money too.
Forget the word Bitcoin. I've even cut it out from what we talk about. Seriously, it's not relevant. It's about saving businesses time and money.
Profit. Check him out at anypayinc.com. Oh, yeah, yeah. I want to go to Yes Lad. He's on the lines from over in the UK on our Discord
lines.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, Yes Lad.
Hey.
Good, you're on the air.
How you guys doing?
Excellent. Yeah, what's on your mind?
I know you guys were just talking about Bitcoin, but I just wanted to go back to the war on drugs.
Please.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I just wanted to say, about talking on the war on drugs. Over here in the UK, it's just MPs over here, Rhea Nestor and BK Randy. It's like the nicknames that they have. It's like a British thing.
Okay.
Oh, what a shame.
They can say that over there, though.
Yeah.
Can they really?
They can say anything they want over there.
Really?
Except for political stuff. I can't say that.
It's too bad. I thought he was going to have something smart to say. Oh, well.
Yeah. Well, he may have.
No, he didn't.
Oh, that was just a joke.
That's not a funny joke. It's not funny.
No, I mean, it's not a funny joke, yeah. But I don't know.
It's just a lame thing that people...
He wasn't making a joke, was he?
I thought he was
He wants to say something on the air to try to get us taken off of the air, basically, is what that is. He wants to... I can't put words in the guy's mouth, but...
Right.
My understanding of what these people do is... And it's not just him. It's been multiple callers trying to do this over the last... Ever since we've basically been on the video streaming platforms like Twitch and DLive, their viewers tend to be young males.
Yeah,
YouTube commenters types.
Yeah, the YouTube, they're there on the YouTube too. In fact, they inhabit the YouTube chat room. I don't pay any attention to it personally, but
they must get a rise out of it.
Yeah, I think it's exciting for them. Yeah. Maybe they think they're gonna put us in jeopardy and maybe get us kicked off the air. It's certainly a violation of the Twitch terms of service, for instance, for that word to go out over the air. But then again, we're not tolerant of it. We don't let it happen, and we do hit the dump button, so it never makes it to the air on our radio affiliates. That did not make it out.
Okay.
The first few portions of his call did, but the offensive portion was cut right out.
That jumps back.
The dump button just took that right out. So really, these people just waste their time, and maybe they don't understand the technology that we have that basically makes it so they've completely wasted their time.
Hmm.
But there you go. So let's see. Oh, you have some good news, Derek.
Yeah.
About eminent domain, which
score
for our young male listeners who aren't educated, what is eminent domain?
It's when the government agents say, oh, nice piece of property you got there. Boy, it'd be a shame if somebody just stole it from you.
Oh, like it's not stealing when they do it.
Yeah, well, that's
it's
what they're doing.
It's a legal taking.
Well, in my town...
Illegal taking?
It's a legal taking.
Is that what they say?
That is what they call it,
taking?
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
When the cops kill a person, it's not murder. It's a legal taking of life.
Yeah. Well, you gotta...
Well, they
mess
didn't
up the
legally take it this time, did they?
No. And
yeah,
so
they failed. What happened?
This is a good news story. So I've been following this in my town of Portsmouth, New Hampshire, where before I even moved there, the city council has been embroiled in a battle with a car dealership owner. And he owns a large piece of property in a desirable spot in town. And the city decided, hey, this is going to be ours. And he's been taking them to court.
And for what? Usually there's some purpose, right? Oh,
they were like,
to build a park.
They wanted a pipeline.
No, they were like, hey, there's some pipes, and our pipes, those are our pipes, and they kind of go through your property, and so we need to take them. And so he was like, no, I'm building here, and, we'll work around them, but you can't take my property.
Uh-huh.
And, I'll tell you.
We'll tell the rest of your
own.
Yeah,
yeah. Car companies.
Well, it's easy to pick on the big companies, right, because they're evil and make money. 855-450-4. Free. There's more coming up. Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. As hundreds of thousands of people take part in the annual March for Life event in Washington, D.C., President Trump becomes the first president to directly address the March for Life crowd.
For 47 years, Americans of all backgrounds have traveled from across the country to stand for life. And today, as President of the United States, I am truly proud to stand with you.
Congressman Adam Schiff is accusing President Trump of putting Trump first, not America first. During the president's Senate impeachment trial, the California Democrat says the president's misconduct in the Ukraine scandal is incompatible with the office of the presidency.
This is Trump first. Not American first, not American ideals first, and the result has and will continue to be grave harm to our nation.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health...
1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free if you want to join us on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Good news about eminent domain. We're going to get back into that story coming up here. Of course, I want to remind you that ForkFest is coming up in several months from now. It's going to be late June. It'll be in the summertime this time for the very first time, because it was previously like the last week of spring, basically. It happened the last 3 years. ForkFest happened before the Porcupine Freedom Festival. This year, it's moving to after the Porcupine Freedom Festival for the very first time.
Hooray!
And this is a decentralized, you know, event, so it's hard to say when things really happen, but a lot of the old-timers said, we're going to go afterwards this year. So the old-timers are going afterwards, and you were one of the key old-timers there, Stephen, as arguably the founder. I mean, I don't know if you can really say that, but... You're kind of the founder of ForkFest.
I am the creator of ForkFest, that's right, yeah.
It wasn't called that at the time.
But it was explicitly meant to be a fork off of the festival.
The Porcupine Freedom Festival, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's a great festival because the only rules are the normal rules of society. And that's it.
Well, there are whatever the park rules are, which are very few. I mean,
generally, normal society rules.
Like, don't run at the pool. You know, there's that rule, right?
Change that to walk around the pool, because don't run is not effective. You're a lifeguard, if you ever learned.
Yeah, have you been a lifeguard?
Yeah. Okay. You're trying to tell people to walk, not don't run.
That's a good point.
They don't hear run. They just hear run.
Yeah. Right. So ForkFest is happening June 29th through July 5th, which means it's also going to be during Independence Day for the very first time.
Oh, man.
And this, I did hear this week, it's official, Little Zoe's Pizza is staying for ForkFest.
Hooray!
Right.
For the whole thing.
Touchdown.
So this is for a long time.
ForkFest is going to be really cool this year, too, because of all of the new tools that we've built. So, like, we really did improve Bitcoin at this festival over mm-hmm. the years. And now it's ubiquitous and everyone uses AnyPay. But also the internet is awful. You know, it's still bad and it's still really tough for people. But now we have this grab-and-go concept where people can get codes and stick them on all their items. And people can, people would sell T-shirts, right? Let's say Davi. He's got a bunch of T-shirts. And if you want to pay him, you got to, like, track him down to, like, find him and pay him.
Where's the guy who's manning this store? I got to pay them, right?
It's a high-trust environment, ForkFest, you know, so there's all these goods out for sale.
Vendors just walk away.
Yeah, well, now with grab-and-go, they don't even have to be there, and they can get paid. And their phone is going to get a message, someone just bought a medium shirt,
right?
You know, like, and they can be anywhere.
And that has happened before at these festivals where a vendor may just use the honor system and leave products out in like a basket or whatever. But then you still have the risk of leaving cash out. And that, you know, even though the people at these events are generally very honest and, you know, good folks, and you can usually just leave stuff like that out. At least with cryptocurrency, there's no more risk of a cash grab, right? Like, you know, somebody pays with crypto, they walk off with the product, and it's right in your wallet, and there's security there that wouldn't have existed with just cash. So check out ForkFest.party. You can learn more about the event. It's decentralized, which means you bring to the table whatever it is you want. You want to come just hang out and, you know, camp and hang out at campfires and whatever. That's cool. Or you can create a thing. Maybe
you want to build a dome?
You guys built an amazing dome last year and threw some great parties. There was also the Alt Expo that had speeches at their tent. I think there's actually going to be a plan for some live music this year, which is the one thing that we haven't had yet at ForkFest. There hasn't been any musical performances. I mean, you guys played.
There was Jordan music, Page, but, I think, performed yes. some stuff.
No, he wasn't at ForkFest.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I played music, but it wasn't a live performance.
It wasn't live. It wasn't live. Yeah. I mean, you did DJing live, but
it wasn't like...
you didn't
this
create
is a,
music.
Music.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we can talk about whether DJing is creating music or not, but it definitely is. And people who say that, like, oh, you're just playing music, you're not creating music, they're like, it's just wrong. It's factually incorrect. Like, that's like saying, like, oh, you pick up a trumpet, well, you're just playing notes. It's like, well... If you mix the bass line with the vocals of another thing, like
that's true. If you're doing something that's never been done before,
or you know, you loop this part of one song and you mix in another part, and that's what I do. Like I don't enjoy playing tracks. Like I don't want to do that for people.
I agree with you there. Let's go back to the phones here. We've got Mark, who is actually on the line this time. Mark, are you with us?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, hey. You sound great.
Wow.
Calling from Saipan.
Thank you. Calling from the Mariana Islands, where America's Day starts. You guys were just talking about ForkFest, and I've been on some really great hikes when I was at ForkFest and ForkFest.
Yeah.
And today I went on a really great one here, and I wanted to tell you about it.
Okay. Go for it.
Look this up. The sort of payoff scene, the money shot, is this old man by the sea, and I suppose you can type Saipan in behind that to find it. But it was this amazing sort of 15-minute hike. It was moderately difficult. There were some places with some ropes, and it was raining, so that added to some of the difficulty. So I actually did a little sliding at one point. But when I, you know, it was all paid off when I walk out of this sort of cave of trees, right? This canopy of trees, and I see this flower-lined beach because there's these plants that have these big purple flowers on them, and then I can see the old man by the sea, which is clearly a human face, the way people can see it, and it's framed by crashing waves.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So it's kind of like the old man in the mountain, which New Hampshire had for many years, but has worn away with erosion, so there's no longer a visible face on it. This one has not been eroded
well off.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it fell off?
Yeah, it didn't just erode. One day, his whole face
fell off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I figured it was erosion that led to whatever it was that happened. Probably was.
Yeah.
Yes.
It fell off.
But this face is still intact, Mark, apparently.
It looks gorgeous, yeah. Mark, this place. Looks like a tropical paradise.
It's a gorgeous place. That's how it felt when I was there. And even with it misting and all that stuff, the weather was not optimal. But, you know, I felt like one of those experiences you get when you get to the top of the mountain. It's like, wow, I made it. And then, guys, there's a cave off to the right. Mm-hmm. Like a serious walk-into cave.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, it's dark. You can't see the end of it. I get the little cell phone out with the flashlight, and I walk in. And it just kind of stops. But it was really exciting as I walked in. But then the rain starts coming down, so I have to sit in the cave and just kind of for 20 minutes, I'm just with my thoughts and enjoying it. And I can see the rock that is the old man by the sea at a different angle, so it doesn't look like a head anymore.
But you got to be at the right angle really to see it, I imagine.
Highly for this hike for anybody who makes it to Saipan. It's totally worth it.
Okay, cool.
Wow.
Anything else going on up there that's, you know, exciting we're talking about besides hikes?
Well, I met the chairman of the Republican Party last night at a fiesta.
You know, you guys have already, you've been there, what, 2 weeks, and you've already had dinner with, what was it, the press secretary for the governor, the chairman of the Republican Party, and who else? You met the guy with the gun, that loosened up gun restrictions there?
On the case, the guy that's the head of the casino commission, another guy who's on the casino commission.
Are you just bumping into these people?
Yeah, what kind of t-shirts are you wearing?
He's going out to find them, isn't he? You're trying to make deals, aren't you, Mark?
Yeah, I'm doing that. But I look like a guy who's, you know, that they would want to have lunch with.
They all know you got a bunch of bitcoins and they want to talk to you. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
I think they just know that, you know, well, this guy is clearly new on the island.
And, yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, what's he doing here?
One of my favorite mentors told, like, he always says that you could drop him in an African country and he would be speaking with the president and like a finance minister within a week. Because a new guy who's an American coming into a weird place, like, you can basically just assert that you are important and then people will talk to you.
Well, I mean, the island is, I believe, last time I looked at the demographics, white people are like 2% there, right?
Huh. I prefer to think of myself as lighter than Saipanian.
Light Saipanian.
My point is, you probably are in the minority and are a little more noticeable, would be my guess. But it's interesting because it is a small place, and it's so easy to get connected. I mean, we think it's easy to talk to, like, state reps and stuff here in New Hampshire. There's 1.5 million people here. In Saipan, there's 55,000 people. So, like, whoa, you're just going to run into these people at, like, the grocery store.
In town.
There's more coming up here in moments. Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Free if you want to join us. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Steven Zeiler.
And Derek J.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. And you can, for instance, follow the email list. We've got an email sign-up box there on freetalklive.com. You just drop your email in, and we'll do it old school. We'll send you an email usually once a week to keep you up to date with what's going on with Free Talk Live. That's where we announced first when Mark was leaving to move to the Marianas, and he is moved. He got the driver's license from the Marianas this week.
Wow, that's official.
Wow.
Yeah. So congratulations to him. He seems to be having a good old time down there. And I'll be heading that way in a couple of weeks. I'd want to check it out. There's this Crypto Frontier project, and, you know, I don't want to feel like that I'm stuck in one option, right? Like,
right.
You know, I don't want to, what's the economic thing where you've, like, invested in something and
sunk cost
fallacy?
Sunk cost. That's what it is.
Thing.
Yeah, I don't want to be a victim to sunk cost. So if there's something cool going on in the world, I want to go check it out.
Absolutely.
So.
I agree. Well, that's why we should build things that work anywhere in the world.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking forward to hearing about when AnyPay gets its first location in the Marianas.
Yeah.
So that needs to happen.
Yeah.
It needs to happen soon.
Wherever Mark likes to go spend money, you know, that's the place it's going to be.
Well, the question is, who's going to do it first? Is it going to be Mark? Is it going to be somebody else in the Marianas?
Somebody else.
Because now there is the AnyPay ambassador program, so it's incentivized and everything.
People like that.
I think they should. Yeah, for sure. AnyPayInc.com. Check those guys out at AnyPayInc.com. They're doing great work over there. We're going to continue and take more of your calls. And then, Derek, you still have more to say on this
story. Yeah, I didn't even get to it.
About eminent domain.
It's been all build up.
But we're going to go to this guy, Ray Nestor, who just joined the Discord server, and he swears he's not going to say something on the radio that he's not allowed to say. He's calling, he says, about Bitcoin. Go ahead, Ray Nestor.
Yeah, there's this new Bitcoin in America. It's called Massive 12 Coin.
So anyway.
Wow, I'm shocked.
Yeah, I'm really shocked too. Now let's talk about your topic, Derek J.
Okay.
So in Portsmouth, there's a car dealer. He's got a lot of money. So, of course, the government's targeting him.
Yeah, he's a successful guy, and this has been millions of dollars in years of people's time being wasted, and all the residents of Portsmouth have been like, would you just give up, please, city council, just stop this.
Really?
All of our money is being drained away, just leave this guy alone, it's not worth it, but these city councilors are like, no, we gotta take this land.
Just like going after the Robin Hooders here in Keene.
Well, and it hasn't
spending
been
ridiculous
all...
money.
To be fair, it hasn't been all of the city councilors. Some of them have been
but
guys,
to be fair, they spent
this.
A lot more money than against the Robin Hooders. Like, they're dropping a bunch
millions
of money.
Millions of dollars.
And multiple lawsuits. And they're, and they have no standing at all.
What do they... They want to put pipelines through?
Yeah, I'll just give you the whole story real quick.
Okay.
Coming from SeacoastOnline.com. The city's eminent domain taking of 4.6 acres of James Boyle's auto dealership land was unlawful. The New Hampshire Supreme Court upheld in a decision published Friday. That's today.
Damn.
In a second related decision, the state's highest court found Boyle revoked permission for the city to have the sewer line through his Greenleaf Avenue property in 2008, 5 years earlier than the lower court previously ruled. Both cases are remanded to Rockingham County Superior Court to calculate the additional year's worth of damages. So they're going to have to pay him. They're going to have to pay him.
Meaning the city taxpayers are going to have to pay because these people have no liability for their own actions.
And knew this was coming. All the residents of Portsmouth are like, stop it, guys, stop it. Because are you costing us money in the meantime, you're going to lose a lot of money, and we're going to have to pay for it. And we all knew it, but they just wouldn't give it up because they have no consequences. So,
or life.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Also remanded is a prior order that Boyle be paid $3.5 million, measured in part by lost profits for a future dealership he said he's been unable to build due to flooding from the sewer line, but the Supreme Court reversed that decision, finding in the city's favor.
Huh.
I think that's unfair, but the city trials lawyer Bruce Flemley said the ruling means Mr. Boyle is back to zero. Without the lost profits argument, Flemley asked, what would the damages be based on? Now, he makes a good point. Like, he was going to build more onto this property. He wasn't able to while this whole lawsuit was going on. Surely he was going to be making more money from a bigger car dealership.
Presumably.
But he hasn't been able to.
I mean, maybe he would have failed.
It's a big, successful car dealership in town. It definitely would. It's a Toyota dealership.
Mm-hmm.
Boyle's lawyer, John Kuzivinich, however, says he expects when the lower court revisits the case, in light of the new ruling, there will be a substantial increase owed Boyle for damages.
Because the court was probably like, oh, you were not found, it wasn't found in your favor, you don't get a lot of damages. But now it's like...
We will, quote, pursue damages for what is now 16 years worth of damages, fully aware of what the court wants us to prove, he said. We are pleased that the Supreme Court clarified the respective positions of Mr. Boyle and the city, only leaving the question of damages remaining. So now they're just talking about how much money are you going to give me? Hopefully this
and how
clarity,
many more years is this going to take?
Hopefully not very long. I mean, this
well,
is kind
the
of the end
rate
to it.
Like they're going to have to do to pay for this?
In a press release, the city announced the $3.5 million award to Boyle has been struck down and vacated, although the New Hampshire Supreme Court failed to recognize the city's legal interest in maintaining the sewer line. So blah, blah, blah. They're going to have to pay this guy. Boyle said the case has the ability to run to $100 million.
Yeah.
In damages.
In damages. Look, you got a big auto dealer you can't run for 16 years with interest and everything. Oh, man.
He ought to have a big old sale, too, like once he gets this $100 million, and it's like, we're marking them down. Come on down to the car lot.
You get a car.
On the savings. Show us your tax bill, and we'll give you a huge discount.
They really should. I mean, I think
you
lot
already pay for this car.
Right.
A lot of people are in this guy's corner. I know I've been for, you know, just watching from afar. Yeah. I can't. There's not much I can do other than beg the city councilors to stop.
Because the bureaucrats hate a business.
But I think this is a great victory for the people, for, you know, for this idea. And people know that eminent domain is
it's a scam.
It's illegitimate. Yeah. It's just some people trying to take someone else's property.
And they only justify it by saying, well, it's for the public good. Well,
no, it isn't.
We have to do it. It's for the public good. It's going to be better because we're taking someone's property. We're paying them for it. Because they do give some arbitrary number, right? When they come to you and they say, we want to take your property. What they say is, we're going to take your property. Here's the arbitrary amount of money we're going to give you. Would you like to take it or not?
Right.
And then you either don't take it or you do.
But he said no, and he took it all the way. Amazing. Every single time there was a court case, even when he lost, he would appeal to a higher court. Every single time he would put out the money. And meanwhile, his car dealership's still running.
Yep.
You know,
lucky for him, he was successful enough to be able to afford to do that.
That's so I want to see awesome more stories like this. I'm pleased with the New Hampshire Supreme Court. I think they made the right decision here. And even though the money's coming from Portsmouth taxpayers, I want to see him get a big payout.
Yeah.
He deserves it. He's been fighting for the right side for a long time. And wouldn't you like to see someone like this get a big payout from the city?
And the Portsmouth taxpayers deserve to get their butt handed to them.
Well, they keep electing these people.
Yeah, that's right. They're just as complicit in this.
And they know it, and I think they like it anyway.
Yeah. It's weird, but they do.
Yes, indeed. Well, do we take James in Arizona? He's there.
Sure.
Here he is, James in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hi.
Three men without chest, and I hear two of them don't have sisters that don't have them either.
James, do you realize how much I bench press?
You
don't even understand that I could throw you over my head so easily. You're weak and pathetic.
You're a pathetic loser and liar.
Wow.
And I heard you mention... You know,
I have seen you. You are ripped, actually.
I am ripped,
Steven.
Yeah, the truth of the matter is that my whole body is pure muscle. Like... Just come at me, bro.
Wow.
You know where I live?
James.
You know where I live? Mark Edgington.
110 State Street, Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Come bring it on.
Why would you say that?
Bring it on. Bring it on. Let's do it. Let's tumble. Arm wrestle. Let's do it.
Anyway.
James.
Mark Edgington posted my home address, phone number, and picture on the internet years ago saying I'm a dangerous...
Well, no one cares about visiting
his
you.
Ugly wife and child wife.
Maybe it's because you threatened
James,
his children.
James, you're so hot. Yeah. James, every time you call in, I get so aroused.
It's so weird.
I just, I can't help it. Every time. Like, you're so
you
mean.
Like it when a lunatic
threatens
you?
The way you're so mean about it, just...
It's so gross.
All right, we're out of time, but these guys are over at anypayinc.com. They're doing cool stuff with cryptocurrency, making business easier and smoother and faster and more profitable. anypayinc.com. And more tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Have you ever wanted to work when you wanted to work instead of having to report to an office? Have you ever felt trapped by relationship rules? Like monogamy? I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, live, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.